got your attention.
Hello, Father. No. Definitely not. Not that. You know, those vestments look real good on you, Father. Anyways, let me pull up a chair. Father, you and I need to have a conversation. See? Oh, you don't like it when I call you Father? Yeah, no, I'm not calling you by your human name, no. I'll stick to Mister. Mister sounds good?
Yeah, okay.
Then we'll stick to Mister. But you and I need to have a conversation. You're really, really bad at your job, and I'm trying to figure out why, because to be quite frank with you, Father, your congregation is getting on my nerves. I mean, every other week, they want this, they want that, they're evil little twits, and whilst I enjoy and indulge in the sinful, even they're pushing my buttons, even they're pushing the limits. So, I'm coming to the source because they all seem to have you in common. And I think I've figured out what's been having them with the urge to burst at the seam and do all these sinful, dirty things. Tell me, Father, you haven't noticed how many people have suddenly shown up at your church, and how few of them are actually about, you know, the praying and the books and all that. I don't know. What am I? Father, Mister, come on now. Surely you've figured out by now that I'm a demon. Not a traditional one either. I have a special job. I may or may not have done a thing. Owed a guy a favor. Now I'm paying for it. So, lust and love. That's my sin. Drowning people in it, indulging to the utmost highest and overwhelming type of thing. Father, look at those big eyes. You know exactly why your congregation has come looking for me. Isn't that right? Father. You know, it's frustrating when we can't let our urges be free, don't you think, Father? I mean, Don't you want to let some of those frustrations out? Your congregation sure has. You should see them indulging in such lustful acts. Don't bother trying to hide it. It's part of my powers, is to be able to sense even the slightest bit of attraction, lust, tension, all those good things that come with such lewd acts. I can smell them in the air. They carry electricity. It's a wondrous thing that your congregation is ruining. So, because I can't punish them all, I'm going to punish you. And you're going to let me. Isn't that right, Mister? Yeah, now, whilst the nodding and the enthusiasm from below is much appreciated, I need you to say the words out loud. Say, please, ma'am. Punish me. Use me. Say them out loud. Now. Good boy. But you know what? I'm going to have some fun. So, bend yourself over that desk and show me your bare